Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Welcome, welcome. Another Friday and another tea time with Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is good. I tell you, yes, this is Pastor Margaret Lee, and I am just so delighted to have you join me this morning for Tea Time with Jesus. I have my tea, do you? We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. I thank you so much, so very much for joining me this morning. And with the thought that we never forget, this is our time that we just slip away and spend a few moments loving on Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are welcome this morning. The whole Godhead is welcome this morning. And we are seeking you and coming to get a little closer to you to let you know that we love you, Lord God, and we really, really want more of you. So, yes, we prayed this morning earlier, and we thank you for getting us up and waking us up on a timely basis. We thank you for our breath, our health. We thank you. But now we're thanking you even the more, and we want to take a little time to say thank you again and how we appreciate you. And we thank you for allowing us to spend some time with you to get to know you just a little bit, get to come to you and perhaps ask you about some questions we may have. You know the answer. But the main reason this morning, the very main reason is just to have a cup of tea, hear the word, pray, ponder, meditate on the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is so good. I love my tea. I love my coffee. Don't forget. But I love my tea time with Jesus. I can just sit back. And sometimes during the week, you may just decide to you're at work and you have the opportunity to just slip away quietly, have your little book or your Bible, however it works for you, and kind of curl up, as say, in the spirit, and read a scripture or think of a scripture that come to you, and then you just meditate on that scripture. Think about the goodness of the Lord and just closer and closer, a closer relationship with your Father, a closer, intimate relationship with your Father, a letting go, a letting God relationship. Amen. That God, people will begin to see him on you. Hallelujah. See him in you. Hallelujah. And see that he speaks to you and through you. The relationship, he's going to rub off. He's going to rub off even the more. Hallelujah. Even the more. Think about it. Think about it. Oh, the whole world will begin to see whose child you are. Glory to God. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We thank you for this special time that you're allowing us to spend with you. And we thank you for your written word, your sacred word. Speak to us, Father. Hallelujah. Speak through us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Allow us to show kindness to someone that they may sense and feel your presence this day. We thank you for your many, many, many blessings. We thank you for this time and space. We thank you for the gathering of your people to come together just to celebrate you, just to get closer to you, just to know you a little better. Said if we seek you, we'll find you if we seek you with our whole heart. And we are seeking you and your will, your way.
Hallelujah. Amen. Our scripture this morning, we'll be reading Psalms, as always, 1. And we're reading Psalms 3. I was just all over this morning, but here we are. Listen, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. And we're reading now Psalms 3. And Psalms 3, verse 1 to verse 8, reads as follows. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O God, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. We can just stop right there. Glory be to his name. Our God is good. Let's just read Psalms 19, 1 through 3. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised. We can praise him and trust him because in him there's peace, there's joy. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Glory be to God. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. And we thank him and we glorify him and we magnify him and we exalt him and we thank him. His word is alive. And it comes alive in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Isn't it wonderful that you can just stop and say thank you, Lord? And it's not just in the air that you're saying it. It's going somewhere. You're saying this to someone. And that someone, King of Kings. That someone is the Almighty God himself, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Think about it. Think about that. The maker of the heavens and the earth. You have audience with. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you. He cares for you. And he wants you, oh my God, he wants us to become closer and oh my God to get to know him. Hallelujah. To know his voice. Oh, God. Oh, to hear his voice and know that this is he that is speaking to you. Know it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It is he that cleansed us from all unrighteousness to make it possible for us to come into his most holy presence. 2 Chronicles 7:14. We really need to take this scripture very, very serious. In the 90s, God gave this scripture and just flooded it in my spirit. And for a while, everything I had, it had the scripture on it, Chronicles 7:14. And bless the Lord, my dear, dear, dear sister and friend who's going on to be with the Lord, Evangelist Teresa Crawford, a wonderful lady, a beautiful sister, and one who truly loved the Lord. She and I would talk about it. And yeah, she used to call me. I was Jackson then. She said, yeah, Jackson, you know, this is a good scripture. This is what we really need to do. And I said, yeah, but her favorite scripture was Psalm 90. I miss her and I really, really love her. But we really did promote it. And then I just stopped. And I realized when God gives you something, and you can check it, confirm it with him. When God gives you something, and not until he tells you to stop it, that it's okay. You are to continue on. There's something about it that you need. It needs to be heard from you. You need to speak it. You need to do it. You need to say it. Hallelujah. Just thought I would throw that in. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Listen, don't forget your teeth. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear, oh God, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. You hear that? Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're his people. We're his people. I know who he was talking to, but that's applicable to all of us. If his people, we have a responsibility to one show forth his kindness, his mercy, his love, his holiness, righteousness throughout the earth. We're to love each other. But if we would do this right here, there would be a big difference. If we stop talking out, complaining, speaking negativity, speaking how bad things are, opposed to taking our rightful place and our authority, taking hold of our authority and begin to walk in our authority, not for show, not for profit and gain, but to make a difference in this earth, helping one another. One is weak, build them up, that the world will see us loving each other, turning from our sin, not denying our God, walking boldly on the earth. Everywhere we go, we don't have to wear big signs.
It's our walk that defines how people see you and know that you are a child of God, know that you are a believer. That's the deciding factor, I should say. Yes. When we purpose in our heart that we're not turning our nose up at each other, that we're not saying we are better and deeper, and God knows the truth. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. We don't listen to people who try to deter us from doing the right thing and to begin to do the right thing. Pray. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways. Then will he hear from heaven and he will heal the land. Just saying. That's a thought. Oh, but you don't know what they're doing to me. You don't know that. No, I don't. I know what they're doing to me. Glory be to God. But I know who my Father is. Hallelujah. We should be prouder than any earthly prince or princess. We are the children of the Most High God. Think about it. The kings and queens of the earth, they don't stoop down to your level. They know how to be kind to you without stooping to your level. They don't discuss with you worldly and governmental affairs. Ah, glory be to God. How did you hear that? Glory. We have those discussions among each other and we take it to the Father, which is in heaven. And we remember that we are his holy temple. Hey, glory be to God. Think about it. You are his dwelling place here on this earth. Think about it. Take your rightful place as a child of God. You're not boisterous. You're not filled with pride, arrogance. That's the way of the world. That's not our way. But we are children of God who know our Father's voice. We hear him when he speaks. We make sure of that. Hallelujah. And we walk with authority in love. Remember it. We walk with authority in love. We have favor with God and favor with man. We're washed in favor. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes. We're just drenched in it. And we are the blessed of God. Think about it. And he has given us power to walk on this earth and accomplish that he has sent us to do. Don't take the world so serious. This is not your home. Don't take it so serious. Hallelujah. Smile and think about just how much Jesus loves you. And we can take it a little further. Christ, he paid for you and I. There was a price, a costly price. Glory to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes shall not perish. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Isaiah, the 6th chapter, starting at the 1st verse. Don't let your tea get cold. Let's have some. I started to put ginger in this morning with my plain black tea, but I'm just drinking plain black tea this morning. In the year that King, Isaiah 6 and 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, and one had six wings, and twine had covered his face. With twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. And one cried unto him, and one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yes, the earth is full of his glory. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. Remember that God wants us to be an example to the world, that the world may see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. He wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to remember that he is with us. He wants us to understand that if he lays something in your heart, something for you to do, and he understands that fear tries to come, but we must understand that fear comes tempt us from not following through with what God has told us to do, or what God would have us to do. We can be intimidated by people if we allow them, or we can become so arrogant that it just looks ridiculous. We have to stay balanced and know that we have a, we'll be talking from time to time. Some may be wanting to, God is leading you to write a book. Some God is leading you to walk a path that's not very comfortable with you right now. And then you'll see the big picture. There's some who wonder why God have you where you are. And then you'll realize that there's purpose and you'll see the great picture. Oh, my God. We have to have, and I can't take this. A friend of mine told me, you have to have desperate faith in God. Oh, Jesus. I mean, my song. I'll tell you about this. My pastor started singing this in service, and he just kept singing it, and he just kept singing it. And I sat there, and I grabbed it. I said, oh, this is for me. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, oh, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Did you get it? Hallelujah. On Christ, the solid ground, the solid rock, the solid rock. And there are testing times. But your hope, your hope, your hope. And you have desperate faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold on. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm going to do this. God told me to do it, and I got it. Shut down all the naysayers. all the ones, well, I got this, and God blessed me with that, and I can call this, and this comes to me. Don't worry about it. I have a job to do in the kingdom, and the King of the kingdom is leading me. He's guiding me. He's directing me. He's giving me my instructions. It's not about you comparing me with what you're doing and how you're doing it. I'm staying close to the King of kings, the Lord of lords, my master, my Lord, and my God. Oh, and he will lead me through the process and the journey. Hallelujah. Glory. Think about when the earth gets filled higher with the children of God who have purpose in their heart to put their eyes on him, seeking him, his will, his way. God, it is about God's will, God's way, and God's time, his season, his purpose. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord, but it is he that makes the difference. Be kind to people and just move out of their way. And God may end up removing people from you. He wants you to hear him and hear him clearly. I encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, to seek God. Spend that time with him. Oh, my God. The joy that you'll share, oh, Lord, and it just takes a little while, but a determined person said, this time belonged to me and my Father. We're just going to sit, and he's going to talk to me. He may say absolutely nothing, but it's his time that has been set aside just for him. Hallelujah. Oh, God is awesome. He's amazing. He'll preach if you're a pastor or a preacher or an evangelist. He will work through you. Just be a willing vessel for him. You don't have to put on. You don't have to pretend. Be available. Yes, he wants you saved. Yes, you'll be Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. And if for some reason that you are not there, I ask you to turn and just quietly ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to be your Lord and your God. Hallelujah. And he will. Ask him to come into your heart and be Lord of your life. Amen. He loves you, and he wants that. He wanting you, and he's wanting you to want him. Amen. He is indeed wanting this wonderful relationship, and he will wash you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. We thank you, Lord God, for this time that you allowed us to have. Now to the appointed time, the set time. Thank you for never departing, from never leaving out, allowing us to leave your presence as we depart this time and this space. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.